Good Monday. Today is May the 5th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, fertilizer prices making agricultural headlines as we continue to see prices on the increase. We'll take a look at that, talk about some of the reasons and implications on a larger scale coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
The average retail fertilizer prices for all eight major fertilizers continue to be higher than they were a month ago. As you look at the last full week of April, that according to sellers surveyed by DTN, two fertilizers had substantial price increases compared to the prior month. The others were only slightly higher. If we take a look, the significant move makers, the average retail price of UAN-28 was up 6% compared to where it was a month ago at $381 a ton, and UAN-32 was up 6%, that more than last month, with an average price now of $449 a ton. The remaining six fertilizers were only slightly higher. DAP had an average price of $784 a ton, while MAP was $821 a ton. Potash came in at $468 a ton for the national average, as urea was $579 a ton. 10-34-0 was $656 per ton, while anhydrous came in at $781 a ton. So if you break all that down to a price per pound unit nitrogen basis, the average urea price was 63 cents per pound, anhydrous was 48 cents a pound, UAN-28 was 68 cents a pound unit nitrogen, while UAN-32 was 70 cents per pound. Now, Rabo Research recently published its semi-annual fertilizer outlook. Their affordability index turned negative in January of 25, but the true indicator of a cycle transition is the 12-month moving average. The 12-month moving average of this index is expected to turn negative, and the negative index is a leading indicator of reduced consumption, according to the report. However, to better understand future developments, it's essential to evaluate the nutrient index and the trends. The phosphate affordability index 12-month moving average turned negative in August of 24, and it's projected to remain negative at least until August of this year. Given current market conditions, they expect the index to stay negative for a little bit longer than the previous record, leading to a drop in phosphate consumption in 2025, the report said. And the outlook for nitrogen is slightly better, although it's also negative. Current market conditions support a change as prices are likely to decrease with increasing supply and peak demand for the Northern Hemisphere season nearly being over. Now, according to the report, potash remains in the most favorable position. That nutrient had a positive index that is forecast to remain stable, which is very supportive for demand. Four fertilizers, then, are now higher in price compared to where they were a year ago at this time. DAP is up 1%, while 10-34-0 is 2% more expensive. UAN-28 is 5% higher, with UAN-32 7% higher, looking back to where we were last year at this time. Now, the remaining four fertilizers are trending lower. Both MAP and urea are 1% less expensive, while anhydrous is down 2%, and potash is 9% lower compared to where it was a year ago. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, some folks may wonder how the National Aeronautic and Space Administration is involved in various USDA and federal efforts to monitor and resolve various challenges for farming and ranching here on Earth. USDA's Rod Bain has the update from NASA.
Perhaps most of us are unaware just how connected the Agriculture Department is with the federal agency associated with space exploration and travel.
We look at the Earth as like a living organism, and we need to monitor it and understand what changes are occurring, what are the causes of those changes.
Brad Dorn of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration has USDA connections, previously serving in the Foreign Agricultural Service.
I supported the integrating satellite data into the WASDE process.
USDA's monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, in which various information resources such as satellite and weather imagery, field observations, and government data are used to come up with forecasts and estimates of major crops from across the globe. So what are some examples of USDA-NASA collaboration? Dorn says one involves the U.S. drought monitor.
Through our climate sensors, we're able now to understand groundwater changes much more effectively than we ever have in the past. We now provide a data product from our Goddard Space Flight Center to the U.S. drought monitor that provides, at the same time step as the U.S. drought monitor, on a weekly basis, groundwater, root zone soil moisture, and surface soil moisture products for the entire nation.
NASA's GRACE Climate Satellite provides soil moisture information to users, from USDA to farm media outlets. NASA also provides open access software to technological products based on satellite data for use in various applications, including agriculture on Earth. For example,
our OpenET product that we work with irrigation managers that really helps us understand water use so that a farmer or irrigation district manager can look and input this product into their own irrigation management system and help them produce water supply information or water demand information on their crop that they've never had in the past.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.